All right, Bulldog Live here on The Pulse. Tom Mullen of the Owl's Nest Resort and Captain Darlene King from King Realty. The No Northern Pass Coalition. Tell us what that's about, how big of an area you cover, and what you do.
Oh, sure. This is a homespun group that's grown up over this issue. It stretches all the way from Pittsburgh, with active participants all the way down to Chichester right now, and we're looking for some people from Deerfield to get on board. It really spans the entire length of the line. It's focusing on all of the issues. It's dealing with the upcoming scoping meetings. We're having a large meeting at Owl's Nest on Friday to finish mapping out the agenda for this organization. We're doing everything from bumper stickers and balloons that will fly at the height of the towers to looking seriously at class action lawsuits.
How about that? So as we look at this, you know, you talk about Deerfield. I went to the Deerfield Selectmen's meeting when they had Northern Pass officials there giving their presentation, and I asked the chairman of the select board there afterwards. I said, is this the first time that you've heard about this project? You know, has the board taken a statement? He says, well, he says, this was the first time we've been told about it by the Northern Pass folks, and this was a few weeks ago now. And I said, well, what about your concerns of it? They said, it has 140 miles to go before it gets here, and that may not happen. So I don't know. Is that too comfortable of an attitude to take? Should everybody's radar still be up on that?
That was my attitude, Brian, when I
really
first found out about it. I first found out about it on the piece of land that's abutting the Owl's Nest. The client came to me and said, you know, can we find out about this? And when we started looking, my attitude was that the National Forest will never allow this. It won't ever happen, until I made a phone call to somebody that works for the National Forest. And he said to me, don't be so sure. He said, the National Forest has to have, because it's a public land, it has to allow utility and infrastructure easements.
Okay, I follow that. Now, I think I've heard that somewhere else, too. The projected benefits of this, you know, with Gary Long even saying before this House Energy, Science, and Technology Committee just a week or two ago on this House Bill 302, which is, you know, a little another issue, but which was killed, by the way. The Gary Long was asked, is it true that 90% of this power is going to go outside New Hampshire? And he said, yes. And so if we're going to have 10% of the power to be used in New Hampshire plugged into the grid, how much of a savings does that really amount to so we get cheap energy?
Well, the issue of possibly having 10% of the power come to New Hampshire only arose when PSNH was criticized for the fact that none of the power was intended to come to New Hampshire. All of this power was intended to go south, where obviously the need is far greater than it is here. And we'll focus on that for a minute. New Hampshire currently has a surplus of about 50% of its utilization, meaning we generate 50% more power roughly right now than we use. So we're exporting power. So this power that comes down from Canada isn't for New Hampshire. It isn't needed here. The New Hampshire's need for power is actually subsiding a bit over recent years, and there's no indication going forward that there's going to be any large increase in demand to come. So New Hampshire is being asked to give up a great deal in terms of its beauty and scenic attractions and tourism and hospitality in order to become a power line to lead to NSTAR and Northeast Utilities far away from here. It doesn't seem like a reasonable exchange from my perspective. And the thing I fear the most is what happened over in Vermont and in other places, where once a power line gets a foothold, it becomes a corridor. And so two or three or 4 years later, they're in there, hey, listen, we got one line. We've already messed things up so badly. What does it matter if we add another power line? Pretty soon you have two or three of these things coming down, and you might as well move to Camden, New Jersey, if that's what if you have that in your front yard or your backyard. So it's not a not in my backyard issue. This is Economics 101.
All right. Well, Tom Allen, Darlene King, how do people get in touch with either of you to find out more on this? Darlene, you first.
They can contact me at my office, King Realty, at 726-8642. That's area code 603.
All right, and Tom?
Owl's Nest Resort and Golf Club. We're on the internet at www.owlsnestgolf.com, or call me personally at 759-2510 at Owl's Nest.
And you can show people around, so you can give them a little visual taste of what's happening.
Sure thing. And if they're interested in real estate, I got a deal where probably could buy something for 10 cents on the dollar if they're interested today.
All right, Tom. Thank you very much, Darlene. Thank you very much for making the trip here. Good to meet both of you again.
Thanks.
All right. Take care.